que ninguém vá dormir sem pedir.
Hey, CFOC Radio.
Hello and good evening, folks. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. My name is Rue. I'm your host tonight, and always, this is the Yellow Brick Road as we come up to 8 p.m. on Sunday evening. This is CFRC's British and Irish music show. Hello and welcome along. Starting off with a little bit of Hot Chip, because this year, 2026, is now 20 years since their iconic album, The Warning, which came out all the way back in May 2006. This band, of course, a band that people have over the years called the Radiohead of electronic music, British five-piece band that had a few huge hits with songs like the one that we played for you over and over. There were also other really cool songs on it like Colors and Boy from School that got really big, Look After Me, the song Warning itself. So yeah, just thought I'd start off the show with a little bit of Hot Chip because we like a little throwback just to kick things off. But we've also got a lot of great new music on the show. We've got some interviews coming up for you. We'll be joined by the incredible Panic Shack later on after 9 o'clock. And we've got the best new big releases, and there are a lot of those coming up in July. So there's stuff to look out for, folks. We're going to start off with some more Charlie XCX. We've been playing a few of her singles over the last few weeks. There's a new song called Wink Wink. And this is, again, as with a lot of the other songs on this album, just over 2 minutes long. Her kind of piling on layers of irony once again, semi-ironically burning her brat girl image at the stake and promising that she's not a bad girl anymore, I promise, wink, wink, wink. There's also a line in the song about a good friend of hers, Rostam, formerly producer and musician in Vampire Weekend, who has worked with her before, who has produced songs like Need Your Love and Kingdom. She has a line in there that just says, my friend Rostam told me I dressed like a slut, so now I shop at ABC. Although it seems they are fine. They were posting kind of, you know, Instagram stories, sharing love to each other and all that. Musically, the song is a lot more indie sleaze, kind of that very polished guitar sound that was big in 2006. Maybe a bit like Hot Chip, in fact, who we just listened to. But also maybe more along the lines of bands like CSS and that band The Teenagers from, I think, 2006 or 2008, which this kind of reminds me of. The album that it's on is coming out on the 24th of July, the follow-up to Brat, Charlie's next album, Music, Fashion, Film, which has on the cover, get this right, John Cale, fashion designer Marc Jacobs, and the director Martin Scorsese. And she said that she felt shook just, you know, doing that photo shoot, because it's not cut and paste, it's not Photoshop, it's not AI. She actually got all three of them together in a room to do a little photo shoot. And she said that she just, you know, felt the weight of having these three legends in the room being willing to come together for this album. For them to trust me, she says, it was really cool. She said, obviously, the three people on the cover have very different careers, but they're very impactful, she says, to her life. To have them all in a room just felt magical and not something I think I'll ever experience again. So I was just really happy to share that with people. The new album's all out on charliexcx.com. That's coming on the 24th of July. And then Bloc Party also have a new album coming out, Anatomy of a Brief Romance. That's coming out on the 11th of September. There's a new single from it called Love Bombs. Also very glitzy kind of electro-rock track. Very much you can see kind of Kelly's hand on this. And also their drummer Louise's work on it. She's got her own side projects and stuff where you can hear her kind of electro-pop side come out a little bit more. You can hear a bit of that on this as well. If you want to see this album and sort of the Bloc Party hits, because they did pull out of a tour last year where they were supposed to be doing a co-headline with Metric, and it just didn't really work out creatively, so they ended up not playing Canada at all. But they are back in town this week, and they're supporting Muse on tour. And folks, the new Muse album is something I have to talk to you guys about next week. It's just, it blew the flesh off my skeleton. It's dark, like Muse albums haven't been in a little while. It's really good. It's as bombastic and maximalist as Muse albums tend to be. I need more time to talk about it. So let's keep that for next week. You can find the Bloc Party album and everything else about the tour and all that at blocparty.com. We're going to be playing the song Love Bombs, but first let's get started off with playing a little bit of Charlie XCX. This is Wink Wink on Safe Fuzzy Radio.
Strawberries in the summer. Maybe I'm your dad. Just kidding, I'm only saying that for effect. But my point is, I think people can change. I used to jump on trampolines with no underwear on, and now I basically just wear trousers.
You do.
Scream if you wanna go faster, but then I sold my Porsche. My friend Rostam told me I dress like a slut, so now I shop at APC. I don't know why you don't believe me. I don't know why you don't think you could be an angel girl.
It's the truth, and I gotta be honest. I'm not a bad girl anymore. I
thinking about scaling your fence and leaving a single red rose by your door. I'm thinking about learning the accordion and serenading you under your window. I'm thinking about taking you to a West End show and buying every seat in the house. I'm thinking about my will and testament and letting it all go to ground. There's an invisible line that goes from your heart to mine. If you close your eyes, can you feel it? Love bombs love.
I feel it.
Love bombs love. Shot, I take next man's spot, and over our heads, the stars align. I wanna cool you down, I wanna rough you up, I wanna crawl all over you most of the time. I'm thinking about collecting your laughter and sealing it safe in a jar. I'm thinking about framing the napkin you bled on and mounting it on my wall. From outer space.
Outer space.
Choruses as always from Block Party. That's Love Bombs from their new album that's coming up in September, Anatomy of a Brief Romance. Folks, we also listened to some music from Charlie XCX to kick off this week's show. That album, I think, has kind of been throwing people off a little bit. Like, people want to like it. There's like the art side and the music side that's been pulling together, and that's been sort of pulling away from each other in some of the songs. And I think it's good to have a challenging album every now and then. And some of the songs, I mean, that one really kind of starts to get into the usual Charlie Bangers territory, and then just cuts off, just pulls off before you can really get into it. It's a bit short, is what I'm saying. But there's news for this show as well, so listen up carefully, folks. We are going to be moving to a new time slot. Next week will be the last week for this sort of 8 to 9:30 p.m. slot. We've been in this slot since June 2020, so that's almost now like six years that we've been in this slot. And it was supposed to be a temporary thing because I was taking over the slot from another show that used to be here. And I've quite enjoyed it. I mean, I always have called it the John Peel slot, the late Sunday evening slot, similar to the one that he used to do his Peel sessions on. And so I've really enjoyed being here, you know, doing this slot. But we are finally moving up to a daytime slot when it's not super late and when I think there'll be a few more people listening. So next Sunday, the 12th of July, will be our last show on this late in evening slot. Then we'll be moving to Thursdays, 1 to 2:30 p.m. So the 16th is the first day that you'll be able to hear me on daytime radio. And you can always listen to it. You know, if you like the late evening slot, you can always, you know, turn on your computer on Sunday evening and listen to the show in the archives. That's always an option. The archives are there for 3 months. But, you know, we'll be moving to this slot. The show might change just a little bit, you know, because obviously we'll have the show now before, you know, on the Thursday before the releases come out rather than after. So we'll have to wait the week to actually listen to them, to talk about new music. Maybe, just maybe, we might be getting a few previews and, you know, early glimpses at releases. We'll see how that goes. But this is also something that will be moving our show entirely out of the post-watershed slot. So the CRTC has these guidelines that says that there is a watershed that's at 9 in the night, and half of this show was after the 9 p.m. mark. So we would sort of be able to play uncensored music after that and, you know, uncensored interviews and things like that. There'll be no more of that on the show, so we'll make the most of this week and next week. What do you say? And then after that, I'll behave myself. But obviously, thanks to everyone who's been listening to the show in this slot. I hope many of you will make the jump over with me and come listen on daytime radio. Otherwise, of course, like I said, the archives are always there. And if you have any questions or any such thing, you can always find the show on Instagram. I am unfortunately very accessible. Just send me a message over at Yellow Brit Road, the show's name, that's the handle as well, and I'll let you know anything that you need to know. It's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm also going to be taking over the Beat Banter folks' slot. They're the ones that used to be 1 to 2:30, and what a legacy they are leaving behind. So I'm excited to kind of take over their slot as well. But I'll tell you who else is having fun. Adult DVD, their self-titled debut album is coming out on the 25th of September. They're an incredible Leeds-based dance punk band. We've had them on the show before. So I've done an interview with their singer and kind of keyboardist, Harry. And, you know, at the time that I talked to them, they were on their way back from seeing a Fontaine's DC show. And they were just so awesome. Like, they write very tongue-in-cheek. And I'm hearing that from their latest single as well. They say, we don't really take ourselves seriously. I mean, the song is called Cowboy on Aisle 3. And Harry was saying about writing it, I just came up with the idea when I was in Lidl, and I'm sure everyone's had that thought. Imagine if I just went nuts right now to get out of doing a big shop. And that's kind of, the song kind of takes that to its logical conclusion. The band also say, we don't take things too seriously. The lyrics have got sillier, the songs have got sillier. We make music for people to enjoy, so let them have a laugh. So the album's out on the 25th of September, self-titled Adult DVD album. You can find them at adultdvd.bandcamp.com. We're going to be starting off with a song by an artist called Domi Hawken, who is a London-based singer-songwriter and who is sort of committed to releasing 12 songs in 12 months. That's her project. And one of the songs on that project that she's released recently is called YB2M. So we're going to be listening to that. Her name is spelled D-O-M-I, Domi Hawken, H-A-W-K-E-N. And then lastly, we've got a new banging rock single from the Welsh band Fleur de Lis. It's called Lemonade. So we'll listen to that and we'll be back. Let's get started off with YB2M, Domi Hawken, here on CFRC Radio.
Thank you. again.
Come on, come on, come on. Be a me, clem on it, that's not all I want. Keep my seat up, I'll be a boy.
cnesu yn dwdw i'n cynhyrfu a fan ti yn yng nghesal dwi'n hapus iawn o hynny ti'n oxytocin Yma fo chdi ac anghofio bob poen Dim oed jyst ddim bwrw Dim oed jam y tŵr o dwi'm yn poeni am neb Na dwi'r ddim amdanyn nhw Come on, come on, come on Be am neud lemon ed o dan o lemon Chi ma sydd o bob dyd boed yn felys nes i raddeu Come on, come on, come on Come on, come on
single. Also had some music from Adult DVD. Again, it gets loud, it gets maximalist. Cowboy on aisle 3, and it gets silly. We also heard some music to start off that set from Domi Hawken, a song called YB2M. In the background, you can hear a really interesting band, a sort of collective, music collective from Wrexham in Wales. So we're keeping with the Welsh theme. They're a really interesting band called Paned Eni, and they sort of are combining two different things. Paned in Welsh is just a cup of tea, or a cup of anything. And they're sort of combining that with a specific tea from Yemen. And they say that as musicians, they are a multicultural band who make music mixing Arabic, Welsh and English. And you can hear a little bit of Welsh bagpipes in the background on their song Beth Yr Havi Mi, or What This Summer Is To Me. It's from an EP of theirs called Atmana, and you can find them at P-A-N-E-D, Paned E-N-I, panedeni.bandcamp.com. Coming up next, I've got some music from Man Woman Chainsaw, whose debut album Cannonball comes out on the 7th of August. And this is such an interesting album. We've been enjoying all the singles that they've put out right from when, I think, Nosedive came out a few months ago. And this song is very different. So we've had the sort of music that sounds a little bit more electronic, a little bit like bands like Black Midi, some songs that are a bit more towards the Adult DVD side of things, the more electronic side of things. But we're seeing something that goes very baroque pop as well, and it sees a slight shift in direction because they have a different singer on this song. Their member Emmy Mae Avery takes the lead vocals, and they kind of make it sound very The Last Dinner Party in some ways, but then these synths kick in and it kind of becomes very Muse and kind of proggy. It's an interesting direction, so you've got to go check that out. manwomanchainsaw.bandcamp.com. The album will be coming out there. This single, I should say, is called Get Up and Dance, and I hope you will too. Then some music from Ireland. The Irish alt artist Manjola is back after almost a year with a new single called Wait On Me, and it's a delightful mix of subtle beats, R&B keys, soulful choruses, and it's quite a reflective and introspective track as well. He says, "Everything in my head felt loud and unresolved when I wrote this song. It came out almost like a diary entry or a voice note to someone I didn't fully trust yet. It sits somewhere between a confession and an internal argument with myself. Lastly, we've got some music from the Brighton alt-rock duo Blood Red Shoes, who've just announced a new album called Stay Lonely. They say the name, you can guess, is pretty jokey, but it's not really a joke, and they have the name from the time that they started writing the very first song. It's an album made entirely by the duo, who've been releasing music for the last almost 20 years now, and they say that it's going to come out in September, the 18th of September, a few days before our 22nd anniversary. They say it's an inward-looking album made by two people who are trying to make sense of the strange existence they've shared for over two decades. So that's the album, Stay Lonely, and the song that we're going to be listening to, it's just a loud, banging new rock track called Get Back Into Myself. So look out for that on their Bandcamp page, bloodredshoes.bandcamp.com. It gets kind of slower, heavier, groovier in places, so I hope you enjoy that. Let's get started off with Man Woman Chainsaw. This is Get Up and Dance on CFRC Radio.
My brand new shoes are dancing on the ceiling. I don't think I've ever felt this feeling. Catch you in the street, falling on my feet. Have some pride, I'll make you mine. Take it for granted, think that you landed. The jokes you made, or the part that I played. When I laughed, you don't have to stay.
Crazy. lost myself, oh, I swear I was losing. Learned to love myself even though I'm not used to. Sometimes I had to let it off and trying to break down all my flaws. Hope that I don't let me down, hoping that I make it out. Therapy can fix it all, knowing that I gave it all. You fucked my patience, my flow. Had lost, so I prayed up, my face sunk to the floor. I got all this weight, but gotta carry on. Winter's on the way, but I won't let you fall. Oh, maybe we can get it back to when we left it and push it off. I know that we can get it started when we party and lift you up. Can't close the door on all my bedtime. I tried it before. I know you gotta wait on me. You know you gotta wait on me. By the time I found myself, I was used to no snoozing, slow cruising, still baking off. Forgot all the things that I said I would do. So go crazy, go stupid, but don't give it up. Could've faked it, but I made it hurt. Could've chased it, would've made it worse. I bought around my feelings, girls. I didn't even have nobody else to talk to. You fucked my patience, my flow. Head lost, so I prayed up, my face sunk to the floor. I got all this weight, but gotta carry on. Winter's on the way, but I won't let you fall. Oh, maybe we can get it back to where we left it and push it off. I know that we can get it started. Can't close the door on all my bedtime. You know you gotta wait on me. You know you gotta wait on me. Can't close the door. I tried it before. You know you gotta wait on me. You know you gotta wait on me. Thank you.
Blood Red Shoes with Get Back Into Myself. Welcome to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. Welcome back, unless you're tuning in brand new. We heard some Man Woman Chainsaw, some Manjola on that last set. All incredible artists. You spelled Manjola's name M-O-N-J-O-L-A. Should have mentioned that. He's got a Bandcamp page, but you can find his music on streaming and such as well. Folks, I have exciting news. We're going to be joined by a very special guest next week. I am in awe that we got to do this, but we got to go to the newly renamed RBC Amphitheatre, the thing that used to be Bud Stage, the thing that used to be the Molson Centre earlier. I forget, the Molson Amphitheatre before that, but basically the thing that's out in Toronto on the waterfront that's changed its name so many times in the last 10 years, that big outdoor amphitheatre on the water. We went out there and did a little interview with Nova Twins, who, as some of you might know, are one of my favorite really cool rock bands out here. They've been kind of changing the game for heavy music, for sort of guitar pedals, and you know, all the kind of like synthy sounds that you can make just using two instruments. And it is the project of the incredible Amy Love and Georgia South. It's just the two of them and a touring drummer, and all the sounds that they make are just like, you know, these really heavy, catchy riffs and really cool, like almost metal leaning rock music that they make is all just coming from mostly the bass that's going on in there. And you know, they thrift their own clothes, they do a bit of DIY work on it, and they have a very singular look. And they've been on my radar now, well, basically since the first album came out back in 2020, and some of the singles even before that, Who Are the Girls. They've kind of been growing in stature. They're truly your favorite artist, and they've been working their way up to the point where they released their third album last year, Parasites and Butterflies, and I got to talk to them about that album. They are currently on tour with Evanescence and Spirit Box, so it's a very heavy like heavy rock, heavy metal, very female dominated lineup, and it was just so lovely to see them getting the love that they deserve as well. But we got to chat to them just before the show, so you'll be hearing that next week, so please do tune in for that. Right now though, I'm gonna take us on a little journey into some Gwelgir rave from a band called The Boom from Dublin, who've been making Irish language rave music. They have a new song called Bahili that they've been sort of teasing for the last few months, and I'm glad to see it out because it's just so much fun. From my knowledge of Irish, Bahili just means boys. But you can find them at We Are Le Boom, L-E-B-O-O-M, as you would expect to spell it, .com. And then I'm going to play us some music from, some more Irish music from Galway Shark School, who are a five-piece, very unapologetic punk rock band. They put out their debut album, Salacha Morphia, which means shark, like taxonomically means a shark. That came out on the 26th of June, just last week. You can find them at sharkschool.bandcamp.com. I'm going to be playing us one song from the album called 5 AM, and then London Punks, Bitchcraft. I was wondering if I could say the name on radio, but I can for the next 1 week. They've just released a very heavy album called Trial by Fire, and this is you know, one of the more metal songs on the album. Some of the others do lean quite heavily punk rock, but the band promises Sabbath-esque riffs, hints of folk horror married to gnarly grunge and a lot of rock music, and it's great. I'm going to play us a song called Shell of a Girl, which is a bit more of an introspective track. You can find them at bitchcraft1.bandcamp.com. Let's get started off with Le Boom. This is Bahili on CFRC Radio.
Oh, LPSC, girl, that's me. Goodness for the earth, in Lord of Heat. Oh, Amsterdam, good to Sydney. Be my lad, in my fling low tea. Yeah. Catch up at Berlin Mac on the Bahili.
Alpha Girl by Bitchcraft. Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. We're officially kind of going over the watershed mark, so expect that it's kind of everything's at play now. We heard a little bit of Bitchcraft. We heard some Shock School, both bands, really cool heavy punk rock bands, and also some Gwelgair Rave from the Dublin band Laboom. So I hope you've been enjoying the show today. We're going to go into our interview really soon. I met up with the incredible Welsh band Panic Shack from Cardiff, who put out their debut album last year. They've been around on their first ever international, sort of first ever North American tour, and they played Hard Luck Bar in Toronto. It was a packed show, pretty much sold out. The energy was so incredible. People were kind of nearly blowing the roof off, and Hard Luck Bar has a pretty low roof if you've been there. And I caught up with the girls after the show to talk about that debut album, to talk about their incredible energy and the way their live shows, their album, just kind of everything about them feels kind of irreverent, like a party, like a celebration of life in general, and sort of what they write about, you know, being working class, having these incredible moments, and just what they are as a band. And I hope you enjoy that interview. It was so much fun for me to do, you know, and the show was so much fun to experience live as well. I was out there in the middle of the mosh pit, and we're going to sort of break up the interview into two halves, so you can hear one song in the middle of it, and then I'm going to finish with a new song that they've just put out. So we're going to, you know, talk to the band, you'll hear the song Pockets, and then at the end of the show, you're going to hear a song called Grin and Bear It, which is a brand new single that they've put out, all of which you can find on panicshack.bandcamp.com. But before we get into that, I'm going to play two more songs. An artist called Hyphen, who you may have heard me playing on the show before. I absolutely love his work. He's a very political punk, but he makes kind of dance punk music, and he's got his eyes on his target. This one is a song about Elon Musk. It's called Said What I Said, and you can find him at thisis-bandcamp.com. And then Magi Merlin, one of my favorite Montreal alternative musicians, who blends indie, R&B, hip-hop, alternative, makes this really like catchy and layered music, and you can't just pin her work down to any one genre. Well, she's got a new album called Powerhouse that's coming out on the 10th of July next week, and this is a single from it, the latest single that she's put out, called Pixie. You can find her work at Magi Merlin.bandcamp.com. And let's get started off with Hyphen. This is Said What I Said, and then we'll be back. We'll be back with Panic Shack, so enjoy.
They lose it every time I step on stage. I'm a bad motherfucker. Hyphen is the name. I can do what you can do, but you can't do what I have. If I see Mark Zuckerberg, I'd slap him with an iPad. Tell a billionaire that no one's shedding tears on the day you're dead. Not your mother, not your father, not a single fucking ex.
No, that's actually just totally uncalled.
Yeah, I said what I said. Fuck you. Yeah, I said what I said. Fuck you. Yeah, I said what I said. Fucking up your life. It's a conversation with AI, thinking it's your wife. Send them where they came from, but I'll take it on your bargee. They want them whiter than the powder that they keep sniffing off the car keys. Crypto fashion billionaires fund your grandma's favorite party, and they'll say I am in the wrong for saying that I'm fairly sure they're Nazis.